Hello, I'm Tom Sanders with a look at the latest BBC News. The Belgian capital Brussels remains on edge amid anti-terror raids across the city and renewed warnings of possible attacks in busy locations. 16 people were arrested by the police on Sunday night, but no weapons or explosives were seized. Salam Abdeslam, a suspect in the Paris attacks, who's thought to be in Belgium, wasn't caught. The terror alert in Brussels is being kept at the highest level for the time being. Chris Morris is in Brussels.
Another working week is beginning in Brussels, but there is nothing normal about it. The city's metro is closed and heavily armed soldiers and police are patrolling the streets. Schools and universities are shut, so are cinemas and museums. Public events have been cancelled. Last night, restaurants that had remained open in one part of the city centre were evacuated and residents told to stay away from windows as the security forces carried out a series of operations.
France is stepping up its diplomatic and military activity as it tries to build an international coalition against the Islamic State group. The French President, François Hollande, is meeting the British Prime Minister David Cameron in Paris today. Kevin Connolly looks at what the leaders are likely to discuss.
Alongside the expected comparing of notes on security cooperation and intelligence sharing, will come the question of the scope of British air operations against IS targets in the Middle East, currently confined to Iraq. For President Hollande, the early morning talks with David Cameron are the overture to a period of intense diplomacy, in which he'll also meet Barack Obama and Vladimir Putin. France is now determined that the killings in Paris will serve as a catalyst for an unprecedented international effort to crush the extremists of the so-called Islamic State.
The mayor of Buenos Aires, Mauricio Macri, has won the presidential election in Argentina, bringing to an end 12 years of centre-left Peronist government. He beat his rival, the former vice president, Daniel Scioli, by a clear margin of about 3%. A report has strongly criticised the local and international response to the Ebola outbreak in West Africa, which caused the death of more than 11,000 people in Guinea, Liberia and Sierra Leone. The report, by 20 independent experts, is particularly critical of the role played by the World Health Organization. Dr. Ashish Jha, the report's author, said the WHO should have issued an alert sooner.
WHO was very slow in responding to the outbreak. It has a very specific responsibility to call something a public health emergency of international consequence. It was extremely slow in doing that. Even after doing that, its response was far less effective than it needed to be. So the failures of WHO were several.
BBC News. Police in New Orleans, in the U.S. state of Louisiana, say 16 people have been injured after two groups opened fire on each other in a park. The victims have been taken to hospital. There are no deaths. Several hundred people were at the park, some partying after a parade, and others for the filming of a music video when the shots were fired. New legal measures are being introduced in Peru aimed at reducing violence against women. They include tougher penalties of up to 15 years in prison for attacks on family members. In a speech before hundreds of women in the capital Lima, the country's president, Ollanta Humala, asked Peruvians to end traditions that condoned domestic violence. There's been a small explosion at the controversial Yasukuni Shrine for the war dead in the Japanese capital Tokyo. Reports say there was damage to the ceiling and walls of a public bathroom and that batteries and wiring found at the scene suggest there could be an unexploded device. Worship at the shrine has provoked harsh criticism from some of Japan's neighbours, which suffered from the country's military aggression during the Second World War. One of the last four remaining northern white rhinos has died in California. Nola, a 41-year-old female, had been a popular attraction at the San Diego Zoo Safari Park. Here's Adam Porter.
Northern white rhinos were declared extinct in the wild in 2008 because of poaching for their horns, which some cultures believe have medicinal properties. Nola was the only example of her species in the Western Hemisphere. There are three in a wildlife reserve in Kenya. San Diego Zoo said Nola had helped millions of people learn about the plight of rhinos in the wild. It said she'd been suffering from a bacterial infection and had had to be put down. Officials said her gentle disposition and affinity for having her back scratched had made her a favourite of zoo staff.
BBC News.